Yo, 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 check this out. This is Fresh Get Out the China Man with the 2 Live Crew.
Yo, yo, what's up, y'all? It's me, DMC.
What's up, y'all? This is the boy, Master P.
Yo, check us out. Chuck the Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yellow from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DLC.
This is your boy, C-Murder.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
This is your boy, DJ Paul KOL 365.
Young Dizzy Paul.
Vice One.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Brand.
What up, what up, what up? This is the real Rick Ross. You listen to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
This is a show that shows no limits, broadcast nothing but the real. Interviews with legendary artists, still got love for the underground feel. Rappers with records, revealing addition, and rappers are coming up, get up put on. We needed a platform to fight the mainstream, this is the show that you need to be on. Hit up UGS for life on the screen and follow with Wizard.com. For all of your needs, production and mixing and mastering, graphics and shadow design. Check out the archives and hundreds of shows, study your content and you did. Do everything free to download the stream, oh yeah, we deserve the real.
I'm
talking
about what we brought up, it's we represent. All them killers on the mic and we should love to all your fans.
I'm a man-made guy, crazy knocking all you rappers off. It's underground society, it's UGS of life, dog. Hip-hop AD, representing for them legends. Rapping mumble rappers, so we ain't sitting on the hips. Two pocket beats, dreaming, thank you for the bliss. This a murder master music show. Free the homie gangster, bro. I see these rappers on the streets, I got my chopper about to blow. Stay up on that raw shit, uncut street shit.
Keep it
live
forever, bitch, we coming hella strong. I see you feeding for the show, like it's a drug.
Welcome to hip, Welcome to the Murder Master Music Show. Not used to introducing this show, and it's Monday night, so I'm on the roundtable schedule. Pardon me, but this is episode 503 of the Murder Master Music Show. Me and Prez gonna hold it down tonight, man. We got a legend, man. We got a lyrical legend, part of the you know, in my opinion, the greatest hip-hop family in all of hip-hop. You know, it's arguable, but, I mean, I think just the amount of dope lyricists they have in classic projects, from solo projects to side projects and all that. The Wu-Tang family, of course, that's what I'm speaking about. And from Killer Army, man, we got Dom Pacino, man. Dope-ass MC, man.
Dom Pacino, what's up, homie?
What's going on, brother? How y'all feeling, man? Thanks for the big love, man. Appreciate that.
Man, no problem at all, man. I'm glad that the homie Justice hooked this up. Shout out to Justice, good people right there. Look, man, it's an honor to have you on, man, because, you know, we try to show love to the real hip-hop cats, the lyrical cats, and the guys that have been doing it for a long time, man, and you've been putting it in, man. You've been putting that work in for a long time, man. What was your introduction to the industry, man? When did you make your mark first?
I like to say my mark was with Rock as a group was with Wake Up, the Wake Up joint that produced by RZA. You know, I mean, I don't know. Could we use the French on the radio?
Oh yeah.
All right, well, Wake the Fuck Up. That's the single. So I'll just, you know, get the whole full title out for y'all. But yeah, that was the introduction as the group. Actually, it was the dirty single. What was it called? Soldiers of Darkness. Actually, I don't even know that came across your radar. That was with Sons of Man, and then the Wake Up was like the first one we shot the video to. So as the first as a group, me, let's see, I wasn't on that single. But I came in with the biggest single that we actually had, which was Wu Renegades. So that was my first introduction lyrically into the industry.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Mm.
Yeah, so that was it. It was Wu Renegades, you know? Yeah, so that was it.
Yeah, man, and that first Killer Army album, that was a classic, man. What was it like being part of that whole family, though, with so many classics to come out? And at the time, being from New York, there's so much, you know, competition, if you want to call it that. Just describe that time period. What was that like for you, man, coming into the game
and, man, it was,
you know, being under that umbrella?
It was,
you know what I'm saying?
It was like, I didn't really, you know what it is, that was like fam to me. It wasn't, it was no real like getting a record deal type of situation, you know what I mean? You know, Ninth Prince is one of the members of the Killer Army, obviously, and that's RZA's brother. So we was just like, I'm Ninth Prince's best friend, so we just grew up, I grew up around, it was not, I was with Wu-Tang before Wu-Tang became, before RZA became, you know? It like, you get what I'm saying? Like, I was there from the beginning, before they even got a record deal type situation, I was around, I was a shorty though. Maybe he was out there trying to get his deal and all that, but I'm not, we weren't really paying attention. Over here, you know, I've seen him DJing, him, Old Dirty Bastard, Jizzle would be in the crib, you know, drinking 40s, playing with the turntables, and Old Dirty would be singing. Like, I never really, you know what I'm saying? We knew dudes had talent and was trying to do music, but we never knew it would become what it became, you know what I'm saying? So it was never really like, oh, getting a record deal type of thing or competition or fitting in with these guys. It was just more like growing up under that umbrella, you know what I'm saying? More or less, a family thing, not more or less like going to shop around and get a shop your demo around and get a record deal, and then I end up with Wu-Tang. It was never like that. That was just my, I was just like the younger bro, you know what I'm saying? And we just, they came out, did their thing, blew up, and then put the younger bros on, and that was the situation with that. That's how that whole shit, you know what I mean? As far as the competition, we wasn't really looking at competition back in the day. We just trying to be the illest spitters alive. That was the whole, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I think that clouds a lot of people's, you know, it clouds your direction when you're sitting here trying to figure out what this or who's that doing there. You know, you just got to come out, and that's why nowadays there's not so much originality out no more. If you listen to the radio, it's a lot of dudes sounding the same. I mean, even Snoop in front of these, but he's like, they got the same pattern. Yeah, hey, all these songs now you hear, hey, after every word is like, hey, hey, it's like A became a major lyric now, just A. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's no talent no more, it's no originality. You know what I'm saying? So this is what happens. My point being is this is what happens when people pay attention to what everybody else is doing and then the competition and all that. That's what happens. You sound like a bunch of people that sound the same. You know what I mean?
Without a doubt, man. I can't agree with you more, man. That's why I got a lot of respect for cats like you, man, because what you were just talking about, when I would hear MCs as a kid, I would hear, you know, let's just take Raekwon's album. My favorite joint on Cuban Links was Knuckleheads. I loved that beat. I loved the lyrical shit on that. And you listen and you're like, damn, how did they come up with this? Like, you know what I mean? Like, how the fuck did they do this? Yeah. Like, that was the thing about lyricists back in the day, was like, damn, I could never even imagine being able to do that. But then you listen to the radio now, and it's just the same song over and over again. And that's why people say, like, oh, I don't trip on them. The mumble rappers, they'll be gone. And it's like, yeah, maybe they'll be gone, but they're just going to replace them with someone else and make them do the same record. I just don't see anybody that's unique anymore.
Nowadays, you know what it is? Unique became more of the fashion about it to these dudes. Like, you know, now they got the colorful hair and the colorful dreads and rainbow 50 earrings in their face. You know, it became more of the look is the original thing part of it now, which that ain't even becoming original because, like I told you, once they see the couple of dudes doing it and they see them selling, then boom, now you see all the, you know, all the colorful shit and 50 piercings and shit come out now. I don't know, bro. Like, I don't really ask the right person about it, man, because I'm biased towards this shit. You know what I mean? I'm just golden era with it. Real hip hop. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no question, man. And that's what I don't like about it is, you know, like back in the day, you could play a song for me and I'd be able to guess where dude was from. You know what I mean? And everybody had their own little style and all that. Now, like, I heard a song. I heard a song the other day. I don't remember who the rapper was. And I didn't like the song. And I asked who it was. And they told me. I was like, where's he from? Atlanta? And they're like, no, he's from the Bronx. I was like, what?
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. Like, it blew my mind. Like, you know. And
You got those, too. Yeah, you got those. Yeah. No, that's funny thing you say that, man, because I was bugging out a lot of these dudes. I think the Panda guy, whoever did the Panda joint, I think he's from New York.
Yeah.
He'd be from the Bronx or something, or Brooklyn. You know what
I
mean? So
Brooklyn,
I was bugging when dudes told me
he's
from Brooklyn. Yeah, I was like, what? Dude's from Brooklyn? But that's what it is, though, man. It's like, that's the new boys coming up, and that's what they're hearing on the radio. So we're not, then they're looking at it where it's like originality. It's like, yo, that sound hot. I want to sound like that, and they want to make music like that. It don't matter where you're from now. You know what I mean? Before,
yeah,
dudes sound a certain way, it was like dialect. You go to Boston, they say, ah, blah. They got that. That's just because that's the dialect from Boston. You go to Cali, like, what up, cuz? And they got their little slang over there. That's Cali, the West Coast joint. New York is like, yo, what up? What's up, man? We got all, you know? That's cool because that's demographically, everyone's, you know what I mean? Like, geographically, everyone's in different places, so you're going to have different dialects. So that was like the norm. But now you don't even know where the dude's from. Like you said, you can't even tell no more. Everyone just sound the same.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
It just blows my mind, and I hear some shit that I hear it, and it blows my mind because I hear there's so many dope lyricists out there. There's a lot of guys that are extremely talented, and it's like they get punished for having a message and having skill, and they don't get the love that they get, you know, that they should get. You know what I'm saying? Like, I remember.
But there's a science to that. There's a science. There's deeper than what people think. You know, it's not just the love. It's like they don't want nobody that's saying anything in there. These are the conglomerates are trying to, like, keep that sealed. You know, they want to keep, you know, having the youth at a level, man. So they want them to talk about syrup and perks and Zannies and Molly and all this shit that don't have nothing to do that's positive, that's not going to uplift the people and keep them going and staying in school and doing the right thing. So that's the science behind that, man. It's deeper than that. So that's the only thing they're putting money behind, because they want to keep us at a level. So see, people got to understand that too, man. It's deeper than, you know what I mean? It's not just, oh,
yeah,
that's hot, that's why they're playing it, or, oh, that's old school because you're saying something. No, that's not the thing. They just said that they don't want anything. It's at a time right now they just want to keep people down right now. They don't want to uplift. You know what I mean?
Yeah, without a doubt. And I mean, it's just they promote destruction. You know what I mean? Whatever can kill
that's
you.
What
that, that's
promoting
what
promoting the destruction. Yeah.
Yeah, they feed you. And I told somebody the one day, you know, they're like, man, I miss the days where we had Public Enemy. And so I said, man, we had the new Public Enemy, Dead Prez. You know what I mean? And they got silenced. You know what I mean?
Wow.
We had guys like that. And, I mean, it's a shame that there's a lot of talented guys, man, because some of my favorite MCs are guys that never had a hit record. And you know what I mean? So when I put them, you know, on my list of favorite MCs, they're like, that guy? And I'm like, man, listen to him. Like, fuck the records.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, I admire you for that, though, man, because you've been in the game a long time, and you've had that taste of success. And you could have easily done one of these, trap records or whatever the fuck they call them.
To be honest with
you,
it wouldn't be easy. I have to disagree with you on that. Only reason why is because it's so hard to do one of those things. Even if I try to do one, it's so hard to do. You would think it's easy because they're just doing what I just said, mama saying nothing.
Yeah.
It's so hard for me to dumb myself down to that level. It's like once you have a certain amount of knowledge, it's a hard to be dumb. You know what I mean? They say I'm too smart to be stupid at this point.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just like it's crazy. I can't even flow to those joints. Like I can't even. It's the beats are so slow most of the time. The BPMs that is like, what am I gonna say? This like that's why they say the regular simple shit 100 times over because it's too slow to say anything else. You're like, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci. You can only say the same damn thing.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
You're
man.
Right.
Like, listen, man, listen, I'm not hating on the dudes for making money and feeding their family. That's not even that. But all I'm saying is leave a message, man. Teach the kids something in that. You want to talk about getting high and all that? Have a song or two talking about staying in school or something, man, like that. You know what I mean? Tell them to do something positive. That's all. Get the bag.
Yeah,
go get your money, man. I'm not hating on anybody.
Yeah, you know, I don't mind them.
I can't listen to it.
And
that's all.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even mind them being there. I mean, I just don't like the disrespect they throw towards their elders, and I don't like the fact that nobody else gets in. You know what I mean? I saw an MC, the dude, Chris Webby, was talking about it with Saigon the other day, and he was saying that when people talk about lyrical rappers, they just mention Kendrick Lamar and J. Cole, and then there's a bunch of other people. It's like, man, why is there only two guys? Why is there only two guys that they allowed in? You know what I'm saying? And it's just, and if you look at who's behind them, is Dr. Dre and Jay-Z. It's, you know, they were put on by the red guys.
Yeah.
You know, so it wasn't like people just heard them and, you know what I mean?
The sponsorship was heavy. The sponsorship was the biggest guy on the West and the biggest guy on the East. You got to do the knowledge. That's what it was.
Yeah.
Sponsorship. You got
You know what I mean? Like,
it's serious.
If Kendrick didn't have that Dre connection, he would just be some nice dude in the underground. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You know, he wouldn't be where he
100%.
Got, man. But look, man, let's give him one of these joints. You got, man. Let's give him the joint with Inspected Dex first. Let's give him that one. Prez, you got that one lined up?
Yeah, let's.
What's the title of that one? I got Influenza.
I think that's Red Dots.
Let's give him Red Dots featuring Inspected Dex, produced by my brother Bronze Nazareth off the Gemini Mind album. Let's give it to him, bro. Hit him in the head.
Got a weapon?
Dots everywhere, military scuba gear, underwater with the sharks, don't suggest you interfere. This here mission rendition is for the heavy hitting, machete splitting, M4 gripping. Release one before I put the clip in and get the dipping. Mayhem massacre, hit my cardiovascular. They like to procrastinate, I tend to move fast and blast ya. Disaster from a master word crafter. Terminate, exterminate rats, I verminate. Catch them while they eating their cheese before they fornicate. Lyrics I formulate, tracks hotter than tournament. When the doc smacked the kid on his ass, mom born the great. Her offspring was a king designed for killing. Leave the tail on my railgun, shoot a hole in your ceiling. Lizard skin, codename Peter Chameleon. Trained a new squad, I call them camouflage children. Done, did it again. He back at it, wool fabric on my Yankee fitted. Color of cabbage. These niggas must be high popping them tablets. Thinking they could see me on the mic, silly rabbit. Bad habits and big guns, automatic. Don't let me soften your fabric. Kill the static. Embarrassed and savage, you maggots get buried in classics. You're average at most, I'm Full Metal Jacket in plastic. Respect to the heckler, I'm stretching you out like elastic. Guns and Roses lay over your casket, you bastard. Terrorist is pure premium. Even with your bifocals on, you not seeing them. Visionary so vivid, yeah, my vision is scary. Objective, bring real hip-hop back. P is a missionary, wipe your third eye. Seems like that shit blurry. Carry the army on my back, spitting psalms when I rap. I'm King Kong on the track, you just a mouse in the trap. Little Canaver, I'm live like a wire on fire. Big fish eat little fish, I'm throwing your ass in the fryer. Water like Jesus with my shell top Adidas. Gemini mind, peeping a genius. Ever since the fetus, team napalm, trust me, you don't want to meet us. Every time you hear us, yeah, we're blowing out your tweeters. Wrapped in turbans, black Suburbans, grenade launchers, and in a couple barrels of bourbon. Spitting high science if you're seeking higher learning. City slicker, these cats are full of kitty litter. Witty spitter, max by the pool with the Fendi slipper. Dapper rapper here to clap you with the raw rapture. Watch how I capture the new world that fuck with these traps.
God squad harder than your R&B routine. When I spit toxic, you need to quarantine the scene. Grab your best weapons, barricade the doors, but it won't prepare you for the war that's in store. Shock and grief, bodies dropping in the street, only getting colder. Everybody got heat, we are royalty, honor him as you honor me. Wu-Tang Rebel, killer army Don P. Headshots from a vet, from all directions. Seven red dots on a threat, still knee deep in the trench. See the scrim, see the runaway slave, no hands, leash the fence. Without a pause, it get violent, without a cause. Weapons for quiet wars. I live for now, though the dream is for better days. I got used to the hell, cause it never changed.
I love you, baby, in a state of shock and grief.
The NC government, bombers all targets.
Shit, what the fire go?
Real hip hop right there, yo.
Man, that's That's the definition of it right there, man. Don Pacino, Inspector Deck, Red Dots. What's that album on? Or what's that joint on? What album is that on? Is that
That's on Gemini Mind. Nah, that's on Gemini Mind.
What's your latest project?
Latest project is the Fire God project, dropped January 31st. It's available right now, iTunes, Tidal. Everywhere else, man. They sell music. Spotify, wherever they're gonna go check me out, you know what I mean?
Hell yeah, man. Being in this era with the digital, digital sales and all that type of shit, what do you prefer? Do you prefer the independent route, or did you like it better back in the day with the labels and all that?
Well, the game changed, man. It was a lazy man game back in the days because you were an artist. You had the label doing all the work for you. I mean, it was cool. You know what I mean? I mean, I like to be lazy at times, too. I mean, nowadays, I got no time to be lazy, but, you know, you're young, you just want to do music, man. You know, you just want to do music and do shows, and that's cool. Just want to be an artist. Unfortunately, I mean, they give you about $1 a record when you're an artist, though. You know what I mean? Back in the day, you know, you get $1, depends, you renegotiate your deal, you sell a lot of records your first album, you come back and ask for $1.50. You know what I mean? But the game is different. Now, you know, with the digital world, it's cool, man. It's a gift and a curse. It's a gift in a way where it's like an artist that have no label or nobody to sponsor them can utilize the media, the social media, to put themselves out there. You got the YouTube for their videos now, so you instead of having BET and MTV and all that, now you got YouTube, you know what I mean? You got Vivo, you know what I mean? So
yeah.
that's the good thing for, and then you got, iTunes and all this other stuff that you can put your stuff on, SoundCloud and stuff like that for the up-and-coming artists that's trying to get to, make a way. And so, like I said, it's two different worlds. Me, personally, now, for the last, I like to say, since 2002, I started my own label. That was pretty much like the demise of the last Kill Army project, dropped in 2001 on Loud Records. That's when Loud was going under, so I got kind of caught in that bad timing or whatever, but we were able to squeeze the album out too loud. And, so I had to figure out what I had to do next, and then I formed my label, and I said, it's time to go the independent route. So I rolled off the wave of that, and I started my thing. But I think I wouldn't go no other way at this point, man. You're basically the major labels, man, they ain't doing much before. You know, they were doing a lot for you. They had it was magazines around, so when they were doing their press, it was paper press. It wasn't like everything's online now. So if you got a little money as an independent company, you can market yourself through all these outlets online now. You know what I mean? You don't need what's the label doing. They come in and take a big chunk of your money, 50% or whatever they want, and you basically, they're not doing, what do you need them for? Like, you can put everything, do everything independent right now. Put yourself on iTunes, all the stuff, all the outlets that you've seen everybody, your biggest artists come out on. You can be right on there now. What's the difference?
Yeah.
Why are you giving the people a cut of your money?
Yeah, you're right.
You know?
Yeah, you're 100% right.
I mean, of course, if they're dropping a big bag on you, but they're not even doing that now unless you're making a certain amount of waves. This is what I'm saying. Big companies is not – Sony's not going to do a right here with you unless you get X, Y, and Z streams right now. You're making online, your YouTube's hits are through the roof. They're not going to come and do a deal with you. But why would you do a deal with them and cut them in on your money once you get to the point where you did it independently and got that many views? Now you do. You just get that back yourself. People buy records anyway. You just made yourself famous. So that's what people don't understand. You know what I'm saying?
Without a doubt, man. I couldn't agree with you more.
So you just got to make yourself hot. You just got to be out there grinding yourself. You know what I mean?
Without a doubt, man. Now, one question I wanted to ask you.
Go ahead.
Musically, are you, because you're about knowledge and everything, and, about uplifting your people and calling out the bullshit. In the Trump era, how does that affect you musically? Are you more creative now that we have an administration like Donald Trump? Does that make, does that make your music different because you need to speak on certain things? And, I'd be like, how does that affect your music?
Well, this album, Fire, it's funny you said that. This album, Fire Guard, that I just put out, That's available now on iTunes. I got a song called Brain Power and Knowledge Be Born. And I actually speak on Trump on a couple of, you know, the way I feel about certain things. It's just it's some deep music on there. This album, actually, I got a little political on. I don't get super political on my projects. I, you know, like to keep it well-rounded, you know what I mean? I'm not a politician, you know what I mean? I'm a street dude that got knowledge of himself, you know what I mean? I'm not a politician, but my thing is this, you know, a man in office is not going to change me creatively or artistically. I don't feel I have to, you know, my thing is I'm always speaking the truth, whether Trump's in the office or Obama's in the office, no matter what. I'm going to teach how I got to teach. I like to drop a jewel on somebody every day, you know, especially if somebody needs some help or, you know, I try to give them some good advice if I can, you know what I mean, and see what they take from it. So I don't think that changes anything or made me more, you know, and it definitely didn't change no music or how I go in my direction with it. Not at all, man. You know what I mean? But I like to say God bless America, though, for that boy's been on.
No doubt, man. Now look, we're actually gonna re-air this episode for next week. So this is gonna be kind of out of place me talking about this, but when we're done with this interview, I'm about to do an episode of my other show, and I'm gonna pay homage to some of the fallen. So I'm gonna pay homage to some of the fallen legends from New York City. I already did Old Dirty Bastard. But I wanted to ask you, when you think Old Dirty Bastard, what's the best memory that you have of Old Dirty Bastard?
Oh, man. I have some wild memories, man. I had memories on tour, man, hanging out with chicks, man, drinking and having a ball, man. That's my memory. When I think of ODB, I just, you know, I had good times with him. So that's one of the things I think of, man, having a wild night with him, you know, drinking chicks and, you know, just having a wild night, B. That's really, you know what I mean? He had so much energy, man. You know what I mean? He was just misunderstood, man. But that's really my thing, ODB, man. You know what I mean? Great guy, big heart. Miss him to death, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I always looked at Old Dirty and I just thought that he was 100% authentic, and I thought that he didn't get enough credit for his talent. Like, you know what I mean? Like, what he did was so unique, and the skill behind it was crazy, and I think that a lot of people that really didn't listen to him, and they just, you know, saw his antics and saw, like, you know, saw him in the video and shit. I think
the
that they just looked at him as, they just looked at him as, you know, the crazy guy. Like, you know what I'm saying? But, like, they didn't really, like, listen to him. And I just felt that his talent was very slept on. And I always felt that he was so real that when that camera went off, he was the same guy. I just always got that vibe from him. Like, he was just not coming through. You know what I mean? And Old Dirty, man. You know what I mean? I got a number of Old Dirty.
For sure.
That's
for sure,
me, man. Now, I wanted to ask you about, you're doing a podcast with my man Justice. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Good thing you spoke on it. Yeah, we're going to be airing probably about, so we shooting for midnight tonight, man. But, you know, this between me and you, you know, it's a YouTube show, man. And it takes some time to load these damn shows when they're out on YouTube and HD,
man.
You know what I mean? So, you know, we're going to probably air at midnight tonight, man. Really now. So it's going to be our first show, episode one. We're going to be talking about Tekashi 69 and then some, you know, what's going on with him catching a little deal right now. And we're going to talk about the Jizz versus Eminem. You know, Jada, called M out for some money. Talk about that.
Yeah,
we got some good issues, man. People should tune in. It's gonna be good. You know, it's you know, our take on, you know, our truths on how we feel about, you know, various topics, man. We're talking about fashion, everything. You know what I mean? It's a fun podcast. It's gonna be real dope, man. It's called Napalm Real Talk, and you can check that out on Napalm Dom / YouTube. You know what I mean? Napalm Dom YouTube channel. Go subscribe, man. Like it, you know, and watch.
Yeah.
Enjoy. You know what I mean?
No doubt. Maybe once you guys get a couple episodes in, on Monday nights, like I said, I do a show called the Hip Hop Roundtable on this same platform. Maybe I can bring you and Just both on, we can do an episode for your podcast. We can play a couple of your records. We can just, sit around bullshit, promote the podcast.
That's
I mean? Maybe we'll do that in a couple of weeks or something. You know what I mean? I'll get in
that's
touch with Jess, man.
I
told Justice, I invited Justice on for tonight, and he's like, no, let's just focus on Dom as an artist tonight. Maybe down the road we'll do that. So maybe we'll do that, let you guys get a couple episodes in, and, we'll bring you guys on. We'll play, we'll either play your music, or we'll think of a theme and play a couple tracks. We'll figure it out, man, when it gets that. Man, we'll do that shit in a couple weeks or something, man.
Yeah, nah, that's sure. Let's definitely do that. I'm cool with that, bro. So that's it, man. It's, Napalm Real Talk is, it's a dope show, man. It's fresh, it's new, and we're gonna just be, we're gonna keep it real on there. That's what it is. Just, giving our take of, what we like, what we don't like,
Hell yeah, man. I'm looking forward to checking that out. I'm definitely looking forward to checking that out. I already subscribed. You know what I mean? So I'll get the little notification as soon as it drops, and you'll have a loyal listener in me, man, without a doubt.
Appreciate that.
I want to make sure I get all these tracks in, bro. I really like this Lots of Dough track. What can you tell us about this one?
Mm. Yeah, LOD, man. It's like, I think everybody, that grew up in a city, man, and in a hood has a cat like this. This is a story that is completely, it's completely fictional, man. But also it's like non-fictional, right? Because I know a lot of dudes like this, and it's about a dude that's just, he wasn't, he used to cut school and just more concerned with getting money and selling drugs and making the street money, and they get caught up in the game. They get too big for their bridges. They only focusing on that money, and that money at the end of the day, you can't take that to the grave with you. And that game, when you're making that kind of money, is only two ways you end up. That's one, you're gonna be behind bars for the rest of your life because them boys gonna come get you, or you're gonna end up in the you're gonna end up under the ground, return to the essence. So pretty much the story, Lots of Dough is the name of a guy, it's called LOD, from the hood, man. It's pretty dope, man. I wrote that, it took me about 3 days to write it. I wrote a verse a day. I was so into it, but it'd be so vivid, the story, So if you listen to the joint, the story's super vivid, it's like, wow. Like, I had some people say they got chills at the end. They're like, oh, what happened to LOD? I don't want to tell nobody. I let the few people hear LOD. I don't want to tell them the story. But I know a lot of dudes, it went for a twist on them. And it was like, wow,
Well, real shit, when you guys sent me these songs, I was checking them to make sure they were right. Like, make sure they were, sometimes some people send us, like, the instrumental on accident or something, And so I was checking
them. Yeah.
And this was the last one that I checked. And I, started doing something while the song was playing, and, I just caught a couple words here and there. I'm like, man, that sounds pretty dope. So I went back and listened to it. I listened to it four times already since I got it. I only had it for a couple of hours. It's really a dope track, man. I'm glad you sent me this one.
Yeah, I got a video. That I got to finish editing up for it, man. So there's about to be a video for that song. So,
Hell yeah.
It's one of my best stories ever written, man. And I would like to say I think it's just a dope story, man.
Oh, it really is, man. Let's go ahead and give it to him. And when we come back, I want to ask you the future of Killer Army, and we'll close this one out. We'll give you the floor, and let you plug whatever you got going on, man. So
that's what it is.
Let's go ahead and give him this.
Let's do it.
Let's give him this. Lots of
LOD,
dough.
We'll lots of dough.
Lots of dough. Lots of dough. This is a story about a nigga named Lots of Dough. Bang, bang, here we go, yo. This is a story about a nigga named Lots of Dough. He didn't want a ball of flow, he wanted his watch to glow. I went to school with him, yeah. We used to cut class, 14, selling weed, stealing from his uncle's stash. While the rest of us young boys were chasing ass, he didn't care much, his only concern was cash. Taking trips to East New York to cop his hash. Even though he cut school, he was really good with math. Life will teach you that everybody has a path. His lane was a hustle, a supply to customer fast. He graduated to cocaine at 16, about the time Tyson had ball brawls with Mitch Green. Sometimes times I pop up at school rocking a rope chain, flat top, half moon fade like Big Daddy Kane. All the girls was astonished by his appearance, Gucci with the polo boots, nothing was bought on clearance. But see, the dude started looking at him funny, cause lots of dough, he was the only one getting money. If you're a hustler, you gon' want lots of dough. If you're a customer, you gon' want lots of dough. This is a story about a nigga named Lots of Dough. Napalm doing our thing.
Bang, bang, here we go.
You see, Lots of Dough's operation started to grow. He started getting paper, paper every town that he go. Selling bricks in the sticks, supplying the Bloods and Crips. But he gained a couple haters just waiting for him to slip. We will kick it when I see him. He'll talk about microchips, Illuminati, Giuliani, and bitches that's on his dick. He once told me that school wasn't his shit. Before we graduated, he copped him a new whip. Black man's wish, chrome 20 inch deep dish, out of sight, pearl white, super tight with the limo tints. Money started coming, mouths started running, fingers started pointing, that boy is up to something. Oh yeah, I think he got the pig's attention, and to put it short, it's the beginning of his ending. If you're a hustler, you gon' want lots of dough. If you're a customer, you gon' want lots of dough. This is a story about a nigga named Lots of Dough. Napalm doing our thing.
Bang, bang, here we go.
He didn't take the warning, his hustle was a disease. He just hit the block harder like niggas wouldn't believe. With cameras in the building, he still was moving keys like fuck the D's. No one is fucking with LOD, just rubbing it in their face while they was building a case. Tapped his phone, watched his place, took their time, played it safe. Had decoys posing as fiends to get a taste of his product, that narcotic, getting them up your whole face. Rival crews out to stick him, the law's out to get him. If he's dead or in jail, that dough he can't take it with him. See, that was something he just didn't understand. Infatuated with their presidents, wrapped in rubber bands. All on cold winter day, the sky was looking gray. They rallied up the squad, the boys was on their way to LOD's hot spot in apartment 4K. Kicked in the door, guns raised, ready to blaze. But found him cold as ice, no drugs, he been dead for 2 days. Word, dead for 2 days. If you're a hustler, you gon' want lots of dough. If you're a customer, you gon' want lots of dough. This is a story about a nigga named Lots of Dough. Napalm doing our thing.
Bang, bang, here we go.
Yo.
Yo. Yo.
Yep.
Yo,
yeah,
y'all can
back.
Hear me? Okay, okay. I didn't hear the unmuted signal. My bad. But, man, that's a dope-ass track, man. Lots of dough. Don Pacino, man, we're back. Now, Don, man, I got to ask you, what's the status of Killer Army, man?
shit, man. Well, Killer Army, you know, I mentioned, I spoke to all my brothers the other day. I spoke to Ninth 2 days ago. Spoke to Bledda last week and Shogun. Is Lord also, Sin's actually, you know, incarcerated right now. Killer Sin's locked up. We got quite some time to do, you know. That's a little unfortunate, little setback. As far as musically, dudes are all making music. I actually just got Ninth Prince and Shogun on my new album I'm working on now with Bronze Nazareth, which is going to come out this summer, Poetic Justice. That right there, you know. So, you know, we work. It's just as far as the group album is, you know. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know, man. It's a lot, man. It's a lot when you're dealing with a group, man. And, you know, it's been issues in the past with different things and business and all that. But, we, you know, I'm like, it's kind of like, you know, I'm like past that right now. It's just more like I'm doing my own thing right now, man. I know the world would like it, you know, but there's some things that still need to be ironed out before we can actually make that happen, and I kind of put it out there for dudes and gave them the opportunity to do that. I put it in dudes' court, you know, and but it's got to be done right, and until they're ready to make that right, then, you know, it won't exist. So I wouldn't say it's 100% not possible. I'm just saying that's not where I'm at with I'm not there with it right now. I'm concentrating on Napalm Recordings, my company, and everything I'm doing between the podcast to the new albums, the album I got going on with Bronze right now, which, you know, I'm a featured army on there. We still, you know, it's a brotherhood, man, so it's not just about hip-hop. Like, you know, I'll hang out with dudes and go eat with them tomorrow. It don't have nothing to do with rap. So the brotherhood is still there, business and the music. I know a lot of people, and you know, like, oh, you just get together and do it. You know, it's not that easy, man, you know?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So,
that,
to me, in a nutshell, that's what it is, bro.
While I got you on the line, I just want to tell you, this ain't no dick riding thing, or, you know, kissing your ass because you're a guest on my show. Those three albums you guys did, timeless. Timeless fucking albums.
Yeah.
And
I
they don't get
that,
enough,
bro.
I don't think they get enough credit. I think maybe that's just because there's so many good albums that come from the Wu-Tang umbrella that it's hard
yeah.
to mention all of them. But what you guys did, and Sons of Men too, like, I got to give them their props, Sons of Men too. They're a great group too. But those three albums you guys did, man, unfuckable.
Yeah,
those
man.
Are classic albums. And I
yeah,
and
nah, I appreciate that, bro. I appreciate that, bro. I appreciate the respect, man. Because you know what? We it was a great time, man. The energy, man. Just it was just a beautiful time. You know how people say, like the old gangsters say, it was a good time, you know, back in the days, you know, and you know what I'm saying? Like, it was a good time. You know what I mean? It was the energy, you know, the ferocity, the just everything. It was just young boys out there to really spit. Like I said, the main thing was just being the dopest. It wasn't about who was doing what. It was just doing our thing and being original and being dope. And it was just a good time for hip hop, man. It was a good time for the Army. It was a good time for Wu-Tang. It was a good time for New York hip hop. It was a good time for hip hop entirely. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
yeah, no,
you
no
know,
doubt.
That's just how I feel.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, no doubt.
And I appreciate love, man.
It was a good
you
time.
And, you know,
it was a good time for hip hop. That was a really
good, was a
good
time
for hip hop because
yeah.
if you ask anybody from anywhere, like no matter what they listen to, what like if they like Chicago shit or they like New Orleans shit, and you ask them their favorite time, they'll say, mid and late 90s. You know what I mean? There was just so much good
yeah.
music coming
yeah.
out from everywhere, man. But
it was the best.
The Army
it was
album.
The best, brother.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah
man. You know, my favorite Army album is the second album, Dirty Weaponry. Man. I think
Dirty
I like
Weaponry.
I just like the production mainly on it the most, and I like the way I evolved as an MC on that one. I think I really showed my ass on that album, and a lot of my brothers tell me that too. So that. That's just, you know, that's the one we can shoot out on. You know, I got a hunger for the mic, my appetite strike late at night. That, you know, like, that was
yeah.
just, you know, that was my joint. Not to take away from Silent Weapons, because that was the class. That was the first one to kick
yeah.
down. And Wu Renegades is one of my favorite joints, period, out of the Kill Army catalog. But on a whole album, you know, body of work, I'd say Dirty Weaponry was my favorite.
Yeah, and you also did some acting. Right, are you still acting at all? Are you doing anything?
Yeah, well, I'm doing now. I'm doing what I'm doing is I'll put that on the back burner, like the acting. But I'm doing it independently. I'm slated to shoot a film this summer independently on my own company. And you know, man, but I've been putting out documentaries and stuff like that through my company. You know, I got the series called Life of a Performer, 1 and 2. That's me traveling the world, showing dudes how to do it independently. Be an artist independently, book your own shows, you know, book your own radio interview, everything, you know, just do everything, put music out your own, you know, just basically showing them the behind the scenes footage of how I, you know, handle my business. So I have a 2-part series of that. It's actually going to be a 3-part series. I'm working on the editing for part 3 now, but I got that going on. And then I'm doing my, I'm shooting a movie actually. But you know, I'll keep you posted on that. I'm shooting a little indie film, a little short film. But yeah, I've done stuff in my past. I did a little, you know, Comedy Central. I did some HBO stuff. You know, I did a little something with Amy Poehler.
Yeah,
did some CSI. Yeah, did some CSI stuff. You know, did a couple of things, man. Actually, I'm in the Gospel Hill with Danny Glover and Nia Long, Angela Bassett. I'm in that movie. I did some things. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, yeah, but you know, right now I'm just trying to do the indie film thing, man. Too, I think you know that's where it's at with it. I'm really feeling the independent game, bro, and building your own brand and doing yourself. Because at the end of the day, nobody can take what you own away from you. When somebody's
that's
putting
right.
you out and you have a boss, man, they can take that away in the drop of a dime. They can fire you. I can't be fired. No one can fire me. I own Napalm. You know, I own my company. You know what I mean? I can't be fired. You know
hell
what I mean?
Yeah, man.
So, and nobody tells me when to drop things.
Hell
you know?
Yeah, man.
I drop anything on my own timetable.
Sure.
I'm dropping my podcast tonight when I feel like it, you know?
Not when
corporate America says drop it, Dom. No, I drop it when I want. I'm going to drop an album
hell
in
yeah.
the summer with Bronze Nazareth. I'm going to drop it when, whatever week of the month I say I feel like dropping it. I feel it's ready. That's when I'm going to drop it.
Yeah.
You know?
Hell yeah.
I don't have to turn in a certain amount of albums to complete my contract. I don't got no contract. Nobody, you know? Any deals to do with people, I license them. You can make some money with me. You can't own me. You can make some money with me for a certain term. And then, you know, then you gotta kick rocks. You know what I mean? But that business mind came over years of developing and learning the game, you know?
Yeah, no doubt, man. We salute your hustle, man, what you're doing now. I'm glad that you're still active and very active at that. But your body of work in the past holds up against the greatest, man. You know what I mean? And we respect everything that you've done. I'm really glad that you're still doing it, man, because this new music you've got is fucking amazing, man. We love it. Like I said, we're going to I'd love to have you and Justice on, you know, to promote the podcast here in a couple of weeks. Anytime
for
you
sure.
can come back, you're always welcome back, man. If you ever got a track you need us to play on the air, man, just send it my way.
Just blast. Blast. I'm going to send you a bunch of stuff. Blast whatever you got now that I sent you over, though. Keep that, you know, put that in rotation for me, man. Let people know, you know, keep that going. Keep that.
I definitely will, man. But before we give them this final song, man, I want to give you the floor. You can plug your social media, all your, you know, where to find your music, your podcast, everything,
yeah.
man. Just go ahead.
Okay, well, as simple as this, man, you want to get some Don Pacino music, you can just put me in your iTunes search and, you know, about 14 albums up, hundreds of songs. You can support me that way. You can also go to napalmmusic.bandcamp.com. I have a lot of physical CDs on there of my catalog, my company. I got my artist stuff, Bugsy the Guard, on there, alongside with DVDs and you know, sweaters, hoodies, Killer Army, merch, all kinds of stuff on there. They can all check me out at donpacino.bandcamp.com. That's where I got my solo projects physically on there, where they can buy a physical copy, or they got some digital copy, digital downloads you can get there. And check out my Pandora station. Just put Don Pacino Pandora Radio, and you can check my station out on there. And pretty much that, man. That's where you can get the physicals, at Bandcamp, donpacino.bandcamp.com, and napalmmusic.bandcamp.com. Social media, check me out on Twitter, PR Terrorist at Twitter, napalmbomb/YouTube. That's where the podcast is going to be, Napalm Real Talk, and all my videos on there. So you want to check them out first. You'll get notified right there. The gram is Real Don Pacino at Instagram, Real Don Pacino at Instagram. And Facebook, just put Don Pacino in there, man, and you'll find me, man. I appreciate all the love from all of us throughout the years, and I appreciate y'all for having me on the show, man. Really appreciate the respect, you know what I mean?
Definitely, man. I would really appreciate it. Like I said, you're welcome back. I'll be in touch with Justice. We'll have both of you guys on to talk about the podcast. And
man. Shout out to my boy Justice Hype, man, the way too. Shout out to Justice Hype, man, my co-host, man. You know what I mean? That's my dude, man. We're about to do it with the show. And yeah, thanks for having me, bro. Peace, love, and yeah, be in touch. And we're gonna do that show with you. All right.
Definitely, man. Thanks a lot, man. And let's give him this last joint. This is Influenza.
Yeah, give it to him.
Flu took three times as many lives, and could a flu that deadly strike again?
My flow. Hey, yo, I stepped out the car with the shunt of a law. Niggas yelling, peace, God. This here ain't no facade. I work hard for the check. Hard for the respect, hard, word to God, niggas, protect your neck. The kids act like Killer Cam when he made old boy. It seems that nigga Don P got a brand new toy, about to fuck the game up with some brand new noise. Yeah, that Millie music, about to make a Billy music. Smack niggas silly, I'm the truth, don't ever confuse it. I really did the street thing, really let my heat ring. My beats bang, the kids a pinch, so bitches with their G-string. While I was gone, it seems these niggas got fat. Now that I'm back, they starving like an anorexic on crack. Dog, piece of G. Like that logo worn on a mason. Niggas stunting hard, word to God, this 50 cal will erase them. Latin hip-hop legend, who gon' replace him? Came through out the blue with the woo. Lyrics was blazing. fucking amazing.
This is that influenza flu flow. Dog sick Cujo. Puerto Rican judo. Put my son through pseudo. You're a bitch, nigga. Tell me what you gonna do, yo.
Yo, niggas ain't gonna do shit, girl.
What you gonna do, ho? Influenza flu flow. Dog sick Cujo. Puerto Rican judo. Put my son through pseudo. You're a bitch, nigga. Tell me what you gonna do, yo.
It's about time you let him have it, girl.
Hurry up, move slow.
Hey, yo, tell him why you the general, son.
Yo, check it. When you rap this good, niggas that pay attention. Catch me in the trenches, inventing all my henchmen got wrenches. Which pull your top off, you're feeling strong then pop off. I knock your bitch's socks off, and knock your whole block off. My fans been waiting on this crack like it's a drop off. And to top it off, these new niggas are soft, they need to knock it off. Real spitter, definition of a real killer. Pass the rock, watch me sink a shot like I'm Reggie Miller. Born sinner, destined to be a winner. I remember when I used to eat tuna fish for dinner. Now it's filet mignon and lobster tails. Selling raps, eating well. Sorry fiends, but Don P got no more rocks to sell. I retired after I got inspired to speak the truth. Hopped in the booth to spit nothing but wild fire. I'm loose like a 50 cent Newport. Fuck what you thought. I'm rawer than the shit that he bought and you snort. Yeah, I'm getting money, man. That's my new sport. I'm lawyered up, bitch. Nigga, I'ma see you in court. This is that influenza flu flow. Dog sick Cujo. Puerto Rican judo. Put my son through pseudo. You're a bitch, nigga. Tell me what you gonna do, yo.
What you gonna do, nigga?
What you gonna do, ho? Influenza flu flow. Dog sick Cujo. Puerto Rican judo. Put my son through pseudo. You're a bitch, nigga. Tell me what you gonna do, yo.
We ain't going through a fucking thing.
Hurry up, move slow.